Anyone else? Okay, now. Now, those, you don't have to respond, but Natalie, let me work on my granddaughter. You said you'd like to live in America down in Florida. Why? Why would you like to live in Florida, Nat?
Because it's warm and not Ohio.
That's pretty good. I like that. Robert, did you say Spain?
Yeah.
Why did you want to live in Spain? Just a thought?
I like the Spanish.
You like the Spanish. Okay. That's right. You know, it's 8:30 in the morning. You haven't drank your coffee yet. And these are tough responses. Okay. And Andrew, you want to live in Taiwan, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather live in America.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Anyone else? Who said New Zealand? Someone told. Did you? Why did you want to live in New Zealand?
Beautiful country, and they have the largest bungee jump there.
Hey, now, that's a reason. That's how big is that bungee jump?
I don't know, but I think it's like the second biggest one.
Wow.
Down a chasm.
How many have ever been on a bungee jump? Guess how many creatures been on? Who can guess how many I've been on? How many bungee jumps? How many, bro? Zero. You're right. And guess how many I've ever been to be on in all my life?
The number before one.
Yeah, you're right. None. Yep. How many? But now, New Zealand and Spain and Thailand and Chile, they don't have Cedar Point. Don't want to leave America? How many still think the preacher did? How many think America's a pretty good country?
Yes. We're done.
America's. Although these are, by the way, all these countries you mentioned are good countries. I think they'd be nice to visit. I've been to Germany, and it's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful place to visit, but I'm glad I live in America.
Yep.
I love Israel, but I'm glad I live in America. I'd like to go to Israel. I was listening to the news this morning around 7:30. Brother Blueberry, he pulled in Mississippi, and they're having trouble getting over in Jerusalem. Even Russia's putting pressure up because they build those apartments in Jerusalem. Hot spot in that around the Mediterranean. It's a hot spot. But when you look at all these different countries, and they all have some particular things that make it special. New Zealand, Greenland, all these different places. If you really mount them up, though, there's no country like America.
That's right.
The greatest country on planet Earth is America. The country most blessed on planet Earth is America. The most wealthiest planet on the Earth is America. The one that produces the most food is America. America, land of the home of the brave and free, the greatest country in the world, is right where you live. America. Take pride in being an American. Be proud that you're an American. Love your country. Love God for blessing your country. I'm going to talk to you about, I'm going to give you, how much, you got, did they bring a pen? Did they take notes?
They brought a pen or not.
Okay. If you brought a pen, I want you to write these things down. I'm just going to give you four things. Why America is so blessed. I preached this Wednesday night to our adults, and Mr. Bell, and I actually thought about coming to ask you that after that service. I was going to ask you if I could preach this to your kids. Then yesterday you came to me. I want to give you four reasons why America is so blessed. And if you can write these down. If not, I hope you remember them. I want to put this. this in your heart, your young people. We're really blessed. We are so blessed to be an American. Nobody has ever been blessed more than us. God has really blessed us to let us be born in America. People die to try to come to America.
Yep.
People long to come to America. America is where there's hope and dreams. I know there's a lot of problems in America. I know America's got a lot of confusion right now. But even Jordan, even America at its worst, and it's not doing real well right now. Listen to me, kids. Even at its worst, Austin, America's still the greatest. There's no country that even comes close, no country that on planet Earth that comes close to being blessed like America. Now why? Why has God blessed America? Why has God blessed America? Does anybody have any thoughts why God blessed Andrew?
Well, I know that we were founded on the basis of the Bible and God.
Amen. That's my first point. You're doing great, Andy. By the way, can I say something? I'm so proud of you students. Had a man come the other day, and he bought those walls that we had out there in the pavilion, and I told him I'd sell it to him for $100, the walls, two of them. And I took him for a tour of the school, and he was so impressed with the school, he called me yesterday, he said, "Preacher, we're not going to buy the pews, but we still want those walls." And he said, "I know I only owe you $100, I'm giving you $150. He said, "I'm so impressed with your school. I'm giving you more money for the school." Isn't that great? So let's give the Lord a hand. Amen. God bless you for being so special. I show you off every time visitors come through here. And you show well for the Lord. I want you to turn your Bibles to Psalms 33:12. And I'm going to give you four reasons. And by the way, Robert, could you come? I know you're a paper boy. Put your first things on.
Sure.
Sure. Come here. Can you help? Can you boys pass these out? Just take some. You good in the back? Thank you, Trevor. I want everybody to have one of these. I'm going to give you four quick reasons today why God has blessed America. Four reasons why God has blessed America. You know, one day you're going to be grown up and you're going to be the leaders of America. You need to understand why America is so special. I want everyone to have one of those maps. That map I'm giving you is like a little diagram of the land that God has given Israel. And that's going to be my point two. You know what, Trevor? Just throw them in the back on the table in the back there. But there's some reasons why America is so special. There's some reasons why America is blessed beyond any other country, anywhere, ever. And they all stem from God. Can you write this statement down? America's greatness does not come from America. America's greatness does not come from America. Then write this right under it, if you have a pen. America's greatness comes from God. Matter of fact, you know what? You could use the back of this little paper. You could use the back of this little paper to take notes. The little map I gave you, if you could use this back of this little paper, you could write 1, 2, 3, 4. If you have a paper and pen with you, there's a paper. All you need is a pen. But so, America. Say this with me. Say it with me, kids. America's greatness
does not come from America.
God ever removes his hand from America, America will be a third-rate country. The reason we're the greatest country in the world and have been is because God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, has blessed America.
Yep.
The reason we have all the resources, the reason we have all the things that we have today in abundance. Our poverty is some of the most, some countries would be wealth.
Right.
I mean, we can't even comprehend how some people live. We all have homes to lay our head in. Many people don't even have a place to lay their head in. They live outside. They don't have a home with lights and heat and toilets and running water. They don't have that. They don't have Pop-Tarts to eat in the morning or a pizza and stuff like that. They don't have that. I'm telling you, as bad as we might think we have it sometimes, we are really blessed. We really are blessed. And boy, if we ever stop and think, there's a song, "Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One." Then you see what God has done. We need to stop and think of how great God has blessed us. He's blessed you with good family. He's blessed you with parents. He's blessed you with a brother or a sister. He's blessed you with a good school, a good teacher, a good principal. It's endless what God has blessed you with. And we need to be aware of what God's given to us. Let's turn to Psalms 33:12. And Andrew had it right on the button. I'm going to give you four reasons why God has blessed America. Number one, if you look at Psalms 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. How many see that? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he had chosen for his own inheritance. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Our founding fathers, George Washington, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, you name them, the 56 signers of the Independence, of Declaration of Independence. By the way, did you know all those 56 signers? They had to be professing Christians. Did you know that? Every one of those that signed the Declaration, they had to be a professor that they believed in God Almighty, or they couldn't have signed that Declaration. You ought to study the history of America. America was founded on God.
Yep.
America was founded on the principles of God. I shared this with the people Wednesday night. Our courtrooms, down to this century from the start, our courtrooms were, and our laws were predicated on the Ten Commandments. Our first classrooms, the first schools that America had, you know what their book is that they read out of? Now Americans love God and leaving God faster all the time. But the first book that they used to use, Billy Ray, in the schools was the King James Bible.
Right.
They used the Bible, Austin, for their school reading.
Right.
And all their illustrations came from the Bible.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, kids, God blessed America because, number one, our forefathers founded our country on the Almighty.
Right.
And God use that to bless our country, even in your coins and in your dollar, in your currency. In God we trust. How many want to have a great America?
Amen.
America's greatness doesn't come from America. America's greatness comes from God. Say it again. America's greatness doesn't come from America.
America's greatness doesn't come from America.
America's greatness comes from God.
America's greatness comes
from God. So you as Christians, now listen to me, kids. So you as Christians need to be the leaders of our country. Today, I know you're students. Tomorrow, you'll be leaders.
Right.
Right now, you're growing. You're students. But one day, you'll be the Mrs. Hill. One day, you'll be the Mr. Ballard. One day, you'll be the Pastor Skyler. One day, you'll be the leaders. And what makes America great is in directing our country in the ways of God. What we need down in the White House is a whole bunch of people looking to the Almighty and saying, God, show us what you want. That's how you get a great country. That's how God will bless America. You want God to bless America? Listen, then you be great Christians. You walk with God. Look up your kids. You want God to bless America? Then you make him Lord of your life.
Right.
You learn of him. You walk with him. You learn all you can about Jesus. You learn all you can about the Word of God. And then you follow it. You follow it. God, listen, God blessed America because America looked to him.
Right.
Blessed is a nation, Psalms 33:12. Blessed is a nation whose God is Lord. So number one, if you want God to continue to bless America, we need to make America look to God. And we need to be the leaders. Like when you get married, you get families. You need to raise your families underneath the Word of God. You need to direct your kids to the Lord. You need to make the Lord Lord of your home, not just the Lord of your life, but the Lord and the center and the first thing in your family.
Right.
Oh, that's how God blessed America. Our forefathers, they looked to him. Then number two, look at Genesis chapter 12. I've got to move quick. In Genesis chapter 12, not number one, did God bless America because America was founded on the Almighty. Number two, God has blessed America because America has loved Israel. Down through the start, America has always stood with the nation Israel. If you look at, how many got Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3? The Bible says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, and the land that I show thee. I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them. I will bless them. Did you see that in verse 3? I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee. And thou shalt all the families of the earth be blessed. God said, any nation that will bless you, Israel, I will bless them. America stood down through the time of our country. America has always been friends with the nation Israel. Now look up here. You're growing up. The world's turning against Israel. Satan hates Israel because it's the apple of God's eye. Christians should love the nation Israel.
Right.
You ought to have a great love for the nation Israel. You ought to have a great love for the people over in Israel, the Hebrew people. Listen, they're the apple of God's eye. Jerusalem is the city of God. And we ought to be positive always about Israel. Positive about the Jewish people. By the way, they have to be saved just like you and I.
Right.
No one gets saved without knowing Christ as their Savior.
Right.
But God said, I will bless them that bless you. And all the countries down through time that have blessed Israel, God has blessed them. America has always stood close as a friend to Israel. That's why America has been blessed. I told you, our forefathers looked to God Almighty. We were fathered, number one. Number one, we were founded in Psalms 33:12. God has blessed us because of our foundation on him. Number two, America has been blessed because our country has always been a friend to Israel. Now we're getting closer and closer to the time of Christ to come back. I believe he'll come in your lifetime. I don't know when. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be more hatred for the nation Israel. There's going to be more violence against the nation Israel. But God loves Israel.
Right.
And we should love them.
Yep.
And by the way, God gave them a land. Are you still in Genesis? Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. And remember when I read to you Genesis 12:3, it says that you will be a blessing to them. Look up here, kids. There's about 13 million Jews in the world today. There's about 13 million. Roughly around 6 million Jews live in the nation Israel. 6 million live in America. Around a little less than 6 million live in America. population of the Jews, look at the total population of the world now of Jewish people live in America. God has blessed America because Jewish people live here. There's a thing that they call anti-Semitism, where people say they hate the Jews, kill the Jew, kick the Jew out, destroy the Jew. That should never be in our hearts.
Right.
The Jews aren't a curse. The Jewish people are a blessing.
Right.
America, America is a great example. What did I tell you? Who produces the most food in the whole of the world? Tell me. Who's the richest country in the world? Where's the greatest place to live in the world? Yeah. God has blessed America. Guess what? Half the Jews of the world live in America. We're blessed because the Jewish people are here.
Right.
So don't ever let people tell you those Jews are bad for you. No, the Jewish people are a blessing. The Jewish people are... you know what I'm trying to do? I know you're young, but I'm trying to put this in your heart because you know what? Look up your kids. I won't be long. Someday a preacher might be going to heaven. And I won't be here. But you'll still be around. You'll be young. And as the days get more before the coming of Christ, there's going to be greater hatred for the Jewish people. But you young Christians, you should have deep in your soul. I was talking to Mr. Thompson right before I came up. Mr. Mark Thompson, one of our teachers. We were talking about preachers. And the reason preachers do what they do, they don't really have doctrine deep in their soul.
Right.
They go what people tell them, but they don't really have it down deep in their soul. They don't really believe it deep in their heart. See, you need to have real deep-seated convictions. Not because preacher tells you. You want to have deep-seated convictions because the Bible tells you.
Right.
Get some real convictions for God's church. Get some real convictions for loving the Lord. Get some real convictions about serving God. Get some real convictions for the Jewish people and for the nation Israel. Because boys and girls, the more time goes, the greater influence Satan's going to have on the world and the greater the power of evil is going to be. And the world wants to destroy Israel. They hate them. But you should love them. They're the apple of God's eye. Say this, Israel is the apple of God's eye. Say,
Israel
are a blessing,
to
all of us. And they really are. And you need to get that down deep in your heart. Because when you grow up and you'll be a mama, you need to teach your children. Just like your mom and dad's been faithful to teach you, you need to teach your children. See, you kids have got great parents. And great-grandma and stuff, that they taught you kids. You, when you grow up and you have your children, you need to put down the truth. Like your daddy's a preacher, great preacher, but after your, honey, you kids now, you're getting the truth from your daddy and your mom. When you grow up, you need to put those truths, you need to lay them in your kids' hearts.
Right.
Because you've got a responsibility. You'll no longer be the children. You'll be responsible for those who are falling behind you. You need to have a great truth in your heart about Israel. Israel's a blessing. And I'm going to tell you right now, the older you get, the more the world's going to try to paint Israel bad. But Israel's not bad. They're wonderful. And they're a blessing from heaven. And America's been blessed because of the Jewish people. Well, look, I'm going to show you the land that God's given them after. I'm never going to be done here. Look at Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. Look at verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abram, after Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, look from the place where the eastward and westward, and from the land which thou hast service to thee, will I give it to thee and to thy seed forever. God's given a land to them. And if we had time, I was going to take it. Look at Genesis 15, 18. I'm not going to be able to do everything I want to do, but Genesis 15, 18. In that same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed I have given this land from the river Egypt, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. And look at your chart, kids. And then write down Joshua. On your paper, I've got it. Joshua chapter 1. You'll see that God gave Israel from the Nile River down in Egypt, all the way to the Euphrates, then all the way over to the Mediterranean Sea. You see where preachers got that? See where the red is? Let me see that. Look up and look at preacher. Now look at this. Look where it says Israel. That's all the land in the little yellow there is what Israel's got right now. But go, but see where the red is? The red is where God said they could have. They only have about an eighth. They only have about an eighth. They're only occupying about an eighth of the land that God has given them. And yet the world's saying, we want to take that from them. No. God says you can have all that and much more. And so, like, Mrs. Hill gave me this. There's a big, they're wanting to build apartments in Jerusalem, on the east side of Jerusalem. And even our own country last week, our own president and secretary of state and different people are criticizing Israel for building those apartments. I'm going to tell you right now, they're wrong. Israel can build all the apartments they want. They're not even occupying eighth of all. They're only occupying about one-eighth of the land that God gave them. So if they want to build apartments, they can build them. They want to build on the West Bank, they can build them. By the way, I don't have time, but in Ezekiel chapter 36, I'm going to take you there, verse 28, 37, 28, you're taking notes. The prophet Ezekiel said that in the last days, God was going to scatter Israel, but he would bring them back. And for 2,500 years, kids, Israel didn't have a nation, and they were scattered all over the world. But in 1948, they came back. And they were coming, they came back before that. But in 1948, they became a nation for the first time in over 2,000 years. They raised the Star of David in 1948. First time they became a nation in over 2,500 years. We're the only people to see that. Colton, God said in Ezekiel chapter 36 and 37, 37 he talks about the dry bones. That's talking about the restoration of Israel. He's actually brought that country, people that said they would die off, he's brought them back to life. And now the nation of Israel's been revived, and they're going back. And by the way, you're going to see, you are going to continue to see, back in the 1940s, there was only 3 million. Back in 67, there was only 3 million Jews. Now they've doubled. In 67, they had a six-day war. 3 million Jews took on 100 million Arabs. They took on Syria, Jordan, Egypt, and 3 million Jews beat 100 million in 6 days. And they ran right out into the Mediterranean Sea, and if they wanted to, they could have kept right on going. But they stopped. In 1967, that six-day war, for the first time over 2,500 years, you've got to get this, kids. I know I'm boring you, but what preachers give you is really truth. And I really want it in your heart. God knows my heart. In 1967, Israel took control of Jerusalem. That's the first time in over 2,500 years that Jerusalem was in control. Jewish people had control of Jerusalem. Why does that mean something to you, Austin? Because Jerusalem is the whole focus center of the whole world, because that's the city of God, and that's where Jesus is going to come back to in the rapture and the revelation. And boys and girls, one day soon they're going to start building the third temple. You got to keep up with your news going on in the world, because Israel is the key. Always love Israel. They're never going to leave. They're back. And Jesus is going to come back. He said, when you see the fig tree bud, know that summer's nigh. I'm going to tell you right now, Israel's a fig tree, and summer is ready to, it's blossoming. And one day soon, I believe in your lifetime, I don't know when, But Jesus Christ is going to come back in your lifetime. He really is. He's going to call us up in the clouds. And then we're going to go up with him, be with him for 7 years. Then we're going to come back here in what we call the revelation. We'll be riding white horses. Cool. There'll be a big battle called Armageddon. Jesus will do all the fighting. And then he's going to set up a kingdom. You've heard of thy kingdom come, thy will. It's going to be a 1,000 millennium. We call it the kingdom age, 1,000 years. But here's the four things I'm going to quit. I said God bless America, number one, because our forefathers looked to God and founded our country on the Lord. I told you, number two, that God has blessed America because America's always stayed friends with Israel. Number three, the Bible says in Acts 1:8 that we're to go out into the Jerusalem, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. Matthew 28:18-20, it's a great commission. How we're going to preach the gospel. No countries ever preached the gospel. See, Jesus wants people saved. Jesus wants people saved. He really does. And no country, we're talking about God, why America's so blessed. I told you, number one, because America's made God their Lord. I told you America's so blessed because they loved it. They stood by Israel down through the time. I'm telling you the third thing, the reason God has blessed America above all countries, because Colton, no country in the world has preached more of the gospel than America. America has sent more missionaries out. America has preached more gospel. See, Jesus don't want anyone to go to hell. He wants the whole world to know about him. Oh, I know you're in Christian school. We all know about Jesus, but you know what? There's some people that haven't heard about Jesus. And America has done more to tell the world about Jesus than any country in the world. And that's why God blessed America. There was a great scripture. You know, I'm going to have you turn to it, and I'll close. Because I want to challenge you. Look at Romans. Look at Romans chapter 10. Another reason God's blessed America so much above other, because we've taken the gospel out. No other country's done that. In Romans chapter 10, look at verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Some of you need to pray. God, do you want me to preach your Bible? God, do you want me to be a missionary? God, do you want me to be a missionary's wife? God, do you want me to be a Christian school teacher? God, what do you want? Lord, what do you want me to do for the gospel's sake? See, our lives are not our own. You should ask God while you're growing up, Lord, what do you want me to do with my life for you? That's why he's blessed America. America's published his preached the word. We preach to the whole world. How shall they believe in him when they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? God calls people. God calls men to preach his word. God called me years ago. God called Mr. Ballard. You should pray, God, what do you want me to do? Maybe God will call you to preach his gospel. Maybe God will call one of you girls to teach his gospel, to be a preacher's wife or a Sunday school teacher or a missionary's wife. Who knows? But you should be open to God, saying, God, I'll do whatever you want. And then lastly, look at this last scripture in Psalms 68, verse 11. And I'm done. I'll quit. Psalms 68, 11. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Here's the four things. Psalm 16:11. I told you, number one, God has blessed America because America was founded on making the Lord, Jesus, Lord of America, our forefathers. I told you, number two, God has blessed America because America has always stayed close as a friend to Israel. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. I told you that God has blessed America because America has preached the gospel to the whole world more than anyone else. And no one else has sent more missionaries. No one has sent more missionaries to the world. No one's preached the gospel. No one's cared more about people dying and going to hell. No one's did more to try to get the light of Christ to the world than America. That's why God blessed America. See, it's all come from God. And lastly, God has blessed America because no country in the world has produced, made, printed the Bible like America. See, America has printed more Bible, like bearing precious seed. We print tracts, gospel. How many have read gospel tracts? No one has put out more gospel tracts than America. No one's produced more Bibles. I'm not talking about this King James Bible. I'm not talking about Mickey Mouse, NIV, KEY, whatever you listen. I'm not talking about perversions. But I'm talking about the real. America has produced and published the Word of God.
Right.
No other country has got out the Bible more than America. And that's why God has blessed your country. If you want to keep blessing it, you better keep preaching it. We better keep using it as Lord. We better keep standing with Israel. And we better keep publishing the Word.
Right.
Last scripture. Look, are you in Psalms? Let's close with Psalms 126, verse 6. I couldn't think of a better scripture to close with. He that goeth forth in weeping, bearing precious seed, that's the Bible. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. God wants us to take his Bible out. God wants us to share his word about his son with all people. Get it in your heart. Learn it so you can teach others also. I hope you have a great day, and I hope you're proud to be an American.
Hey.
I hope you love America, and I hope you know why America is so great. God, our Savior, our Lord, has blessed us and our country. Boy, we live in a great country.
Hey.
Because God has blessed it. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time you've had with the kids. Pray, dear God, that they would, Holy Spirit, keep some of these things in their heart. I know they won't remember everything I said, but Holy Spirit, you know what's important for their life. I pray something, if it only be one statement, I pray that something we might have said will linger and cling and stay. That they never let it loose forever. Something that we said today would harbor in their heart forever. They would have a truth that would never leave them, that would ground them, that would give them faith and courage and stability to stand. Thank you for Mr. Ballard and Mrs. Hill and all the teachers here. Oh God, thank you for our school. Please bless Bethel Baptist Christian Academy. Bless our teachers here. And thank you for our students. Lord, continue to keep your hand on us. And Lord, we want to tell you we love you today. Thank you for loving us. And thank you for blessing us. Help us to continue to receive those blessings, I pray. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Mr. Ballard? Yeah.